This is program number LW1834. I don't normally do this. Hi, this is Larry West. I don't normally tell you stories like the one I'm going to tell you today, but I was so impressed when I heard it that, well, I think it says something I couldn't say any other way. A fellow by the name of Raymond Harris tells us something that happened to him one day, something he'll never forget. You see, Raymond was called in one day to conduct a funeral. It was the funeral of a young man, 20 years old. He had been struck by a car while riding his motorcycle, and he lay critically injured for 7 days until finally he died. The boy was an only child, and that may be one reason why this story grabs me like it did. You see, I too am an only child. Anyway, for 20 years, his parents heaped love and affection upon him, and he was their special prize. He knew it. They treated him like it. Well, when the unexpected tragedy happened, the parents, as you might expect, were overwhelmed with grief. At the funeral home, Raymond says, the father sat in a daze. He sat for long periods of time with his face buried in his hands. The boy's mother had wept until tears would no longer come, and when Raymond walked in, there she sat, limp, leaning on the shoulder of a friend. Well, Raymond tells the story this way. The funeral service proceeded in the usual way. Those present were allowed to view the body one last time. And in due time, Raymond says, I found myself moving toward the casket. As I stepped forward for one last look, the father, with a quiet but firm voice, called my name and motioned for me to come to him. I stopped at his chair, and he said, Raymond, when everyone but the family is out, I want to say a prayer at the casket. There were still a number of people solemnly making their way from the chapel. When the last row of non-relatives were being dismissed, I stepped back to the father's chair and said, Tell me again exactly what you want to do. The father repeated, When everyone but the relatives are out, I want to lead a prayer. I asked him, said Raymond, Do you think you can do it? He answered, I can. I went directly to the undertaker, Raymond says, and explained the father's request. With remarkable deftness, he asked the pallbearers to step out of the room, and he called the family together then before the casket. The father stepped to the casket, folded his hands, bowed his head over the body of his dead son, and prayed like this. Our Father, we thank you for letting us have this boy these 20 years. We thank you for all the joy, happiness, and pleasure that he has brought into our lives. But now, Father, we can go no further. We can do no more. Oh, dear Father, we pray, we hope that we did all that could be done. We know he is in the hands of a just God. Oh, Father, we know you are true and must be true to yourself. Do what you can for our boy. Give us the strength and courage to go on. Help us. And then he closed the prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. The father then turned to walk away, but his knees then buckled, and he fell to the floor. 3 men lifted him up and assisted him to the car. His wife, her heart breaking, gasped for breath and could no longer stand alone. As the last of the family passed through the door, Raymond continues, the undertaker closed the casket and gave directions for the removal of the flowers. I turned away and wept. I wept for the hopelessness of the scene. You see, the boy, this 20-year-old only child, whose parents loved him so much, that boy was not a Christian. Well, I'm curious, how does Raymond's experience that day grab you? You see, Raymond said it right. That scene was filled with hopelessness. It always is when Jesus Christ is left out of a person's life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Jesus himself says, No man cometh to the Father but by me. Got a question for you today. Don't you think it's time you got serious with Jesus Christ? When you're ready, remember, we care. Okay? I have a Bible study course, in case you're interested. Write me for it. It's free, in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.